hurdles and coattails of two guys in front of you, you've done that, although they've won again the day, is that just what you're looking for to keep the momentum going?
Definitely, Ali. I mean, I think, you know, this is the... This, for me, is the important part of the season now when you get to the second half yet. You know, the pace starts to picking up a wee bit. Injuries start to kick in, suspensions start to kick in. We've got a wee bit of that ourselves over the last couple of weeks. Kevin Nicol missing last week. And the boys doing great. And a win without him. So that was a positive for us to lose a leader like that and still. And I thought it was... You know, the right decision today in terms of how the boys had played last week. But in terms of staying in the tails of Edinburgh and Peterhead, it's so important, Ali, because everybody keeps giving ourselves a wee bit of pat on the back and, you know, how well we're doing, but how well are they doing to keep grinding, not grinding, but to keep winning in the way that they are. And, you know, we can only take care of what's our own. I've always felt comfortable on the road, but the last and even the way that Queen's Park set up today, you know, they fling an extra centre back in the other day, which was unlike them, and I think that shows the respect, you know, that everybody's got for Clyde in this league, that they come here and the stoppers to a certain degree, and that's where I've always in the last couple of weeks I've questioned or challenge the boys' mentality. I felt at times when the games were like that, we had a lot of ball, and because we're the home team and the crowd are right behind you and they're fantastic, sometimes you can go a bit gung-ho and leave yourself and you're suckered at times. But I think over the last three home games in particular, for the second half of the Berwick game, the players, you know, they've certainly improved in that, and they've welcomed that challenge and they're accepting it. And we've just got to keep ticking off each game as it comes. You know, today, I didn't think we were at our best today, to be perfectly honest. But, you know, when you're not at your best and you're not given, you know, any clear-cut chances away, you know, I can't recall Blair having to make any wonderful save or bread and butter saves, to be perfectly honest. But, you know, I felt we kept them at a minimum. Where I feel they're a dangerous team is from dead ball situations. I think their deliveries are very good. So we try to keep that to a minimum, but, you know, very, very pleasing. Still not to be at our best in possession wise, but I thought out of possession today we were, you know, I thought we dogged the game very well.
And in terms of, you know, I guess, nine are beaten now and heading up to Peterhead next week, so, you know, the best way to head up to a big game like that in good form and confidence?
It is. It's been a sticky patch for us as Peterhead, to be perfectly honest. And we've tried everything, you know, in terms of going up early, you know, having a meal up there, having breakfast at the club, you know, we've tried it all. But I felt the game down here, there wasn't a great deal within the game. And I think any time that you're maybe playing against good quality sides, you don't just learn a great deal about them, you learn a great deal about yourself. So we know what we've got to go and do next week against a very, very good Peterhead side that make it very difficult. We know that they score goals, we know that they do give you one or two chances, and what we have to make sure is that we keep one end shut and take those opportunities when they do arise, because that's something that we've failed to do so far.
You said you were not your best today, but it was still two very good goals.
Yeah, they were, and in glimpses. When I'm greedy, you know. I want to see every attack. I want to see it free flowing. I want to see them making better decisions than not. And I just felt today that we maybe forced it just that wee bit, and, you know, maybe put it down to a wee bit of maybe out of sorts this week in terms of the rhythm of the festive periods that surround us. But most importantly, it was a fantastic 3 points, another clean sheet, you know, which is always welcome. So it is, and. You know, you tick that one off now and you just go down and we concentrate on preparing very, very well for the Peterhead game.
Good to be looking up the table heading into the second half of the season.
Always. I mean, I find ourselves, don't get me wrong, we'll all stand here and we all want to sit at the top of the table. You know, I'd rather be in Edinburgh's position or Peterhead's position than where we are at this moment in time. But there sometimes comes a... And as Ali knows, you know, when you've maybe had a bit of success or you've won things as a manager, as a player, that second half of the season, you know, starts to play in your mind, because Edinburgh have been up there for the best part of that half of the season there. So they now had something to throw away, and that's a different mentality altogether. Peterhead have been there, and they've got good experienced players that have run that course. They've been to playoffs, they've got that experience in the bag. We've got a young group of players here that are chasing that out of them at this minute in time. And if we manage to get above either of them, you know, our mentality would probably change at some stage. So it's something that good players handle. Okay.